Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More now on Senator John Kerry, who's at the top of the list for consideration as Secretary of State, as WBUR's Fred Tice samples opinions about how Kerry's leadership and diplomatic style might play out should he be nominated for the post.
John Kerry's been a loyal supporter of President Obama's foreign policy, but when that policy has come under attack from Republicans, they give Kerry credit for paying attention to their concerns.
He's been a very fair chairman and a good leader.
Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia serves with Kerry on the Foreign Relations Committee. He praises Kerry for letting Republicans investigate the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, when the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans were killed.
The current situation we have over the handling of the Benghazi case and what happened to Ambassador Chris Stevens is a good example. I have been really adamant about getting to the bottom and getting answers on why we lost an ambassador, first ambassador since 1979. We've been slow in getting answers from the Secretary of State's office, not from the chairman.
Isaacson praises Kerry for the open way in which he runs the Foreign Relations Committee.
We've never had a surprise that I can think of in the 4 years that he's been chairman of the committee. He's always been forthright in the agenda.
Isaacson cites the way Kerry successfully managed the renewal of the treaty with Russia limiting nuclear weapons.
So I ended up being very supportive of that treaty, primarily because he gave us the time and the hearing ability to get our questions answered, which a lot of times chairman will try and run big things through.
When he's on a mission abroad, Kerry displays different qualities. Carl Eikenberry commanded U.S.-led coalition forces in Afghanistan and was later President Obama's ambassador to Afghanistan during the troop surge.
I had an opportunity to see Senator Kerry in action on several occasions in Afghanistan. Very difficult situations, one in which Senator Kerry had many meetings with President Karzai in the wake of the September 2009 presidential election.
Eikenberry says it was Kerry who persuaded a reluctant Hamid Karzai to hold a runoff in order to bring more legitimacy to a presidential election whose first round was riddled with fraud.
Senator Kerry is an extraordinarily good diplomat in my mind. He has a great ability not only to be patient and persuasive, but he has a hard edge as well.
Veteran diplomat Nicholas Burns, now a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School, points out that Kerry has already had a lifelong impact on American foreign policy.
He made a major contribution to our foreign policy when he came back as a distinguished combat veteran from the Vietnam War and spoke out very courageously about that war as a young man. And he's been at the center of our foreign policy pretty much ever since.
Burns' colleague at the Kennedy School, Joseph Nye, sees similarities between Kerry and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
They're both moderate Democrats who have strong political presence of their own and are well respected in the Senate.
Nye says wherever she's gone, Clinton has been able to shine a light on issues that matter to her, the rights of women and children. He predicts with Kerry as Secretary of State, the issue that would get more global attention is climate change. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.